We now start the third parak of Maseches Kedushin. This is Parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph 3:1, and the topic of this Mishnah is scenarios in which you have essentially two people trying to marry the same woman in different scenarios. The first is Haomer Lechavero. A person says to his friend, "Say v'kadesh li isha flonis." He, we'll call him Reuven, tells his friend Shimon to go act as his agent and give a ring that Reuven provides Shimon to some girl. We'll call her Rachel. So now, Vahalach, Shimon goes, he finds Rachel, Vikidcha La'atzmo, and he marries her himself. Meaning, Shimon gives his own ring, or his own Shavar Pruta, doesn't matter what, to Rachel, instead of delivering the ring he was supposed to deliver for Reuven. So the Mishnah says, Mukudeshes, even though he acted reprehensibly, the Gemara emphasizes that this is an act of Rama'os, he's a Ramai, a trickster. Nevertheless, the rabbis didn't penalize him, so to the point that, although they censure him and say he's a bad guy, the marriage is binding. So therefore, Rachel is married to Shimon, not to Reuven, the one who originally instructed it. And the Gemara points out that since the extra word in the Mishnah is Vahalach, he went, that's how we'll see that he went in a way of trickery, because it could have said without the word Vahalach, it could have read Ha'omer l'chavero tsei v'kadesh le'isha plonis v'kidsh la'atzmo. It doesn't say just v'kidsh la'atzmo, he married her himself. It says Vahalach, he went. Where did he go? He went in the way of Rama'us, of trickery. Similarly, says the Gemara, the Mishnah could have said Ha'omer l'shlucho, one appoints his agent. He doesn't. Instead, the Mishnah says, he said to his friend. That means even if he said to his friend, if you ever come across good old Rachel, please, you know, marry her on my behalf, give her this ring or give her whatever, then even so he wasn't acting explicitly as an agent for Reuven. Still, if Shimon knows that his friend Reuven wants to marry her and then he marries her instead, he is considered to be a Ramai, a tricker, a trickster, a bad guy, but the marriage is binding. V'chein, now, similarly, Ha'omer la'isha, if a person says to a woman, meaning so Reuven says to Rachel, for argument's sake, Hariat mukudeshet li, he gives her the ring and he says, with this ring you're married to me, la'achar shaloshim yom. But although the action, the ma'aseh kinyan, the taking of the ring is happening now, the marriage itself, the transaction of ishus, of becoming my wife, should not kick in for 30 days from now. And that can work, as we said already repeatedly in the Masechta. This is a kinyan, a transaction that happens subject to whatever terms and conditions the parties to the transaction agree to. And since they're agreeing to this thing happening only in 30 days, so even though the action is happening, I'll call it first, the taking of the ring, the effect of the binding them in marriage happens only after 30 days. So now, within those 30 days, if uva acher v'kidsha, while good old Rachel is waiting for 30 days to pass so she can call herself now Reuven's wife. She's wearing Reuven's ring, but she's not Reuven's wife yet. Comes Shimon, and Shimon gives her another ring. And Shimon attempts to marry her, but within those 30 days, Besoch Shloshim, in those 30 days, Mekudeshes L'Sheni. She is married to the second person, to Shimon. Even though she's sort of already wearing Reuven's ring, so to speak, it doesn't matter. The marriage didn't kick in until 30 days. By the time 30 days are here, Shimon has given her his own ring. She accepted it, so she became married fully to Shimon. Shimon could even take her in the Suin, you know, she could move in with him and they could live as husband and wife. That's all fine, 100%. And when the 30 days come around, so even though she would accept the ring, but the ring won't now effect a marriage, because once she's an Ashes Is already, she's already married fully to Shimon, so now she can't be married to Reuven as well, of course, therefore she's just married to Shimon and only Shimon. Now, furthermore, Bas Yisrael LeKohen, so now there's a girsa issue. There's two different versions of this Mishnah. The Mishnah we have in front of us says, Bas Yisrael LeKohen, if the girl we're talking about here, Rachel, got married to Shimon, the second person, and he was a Kohen, Tochel B'Truma, as soon as he gives the ring, and they're married, she's allowed to eat Truma. We'll ignore any rabbinic overlays on that, but the point is she's considered to be Shimon's wife through and through, meaning there's no suffix, no doubt that she's also attached to Reuven in some way. So she, in a proof of that, like sort of a symptom of that, that evidences she's fully and unquestionably married to Shimon is she could eat truma now, even if she hadn't come from a Kohen family, and only really Kohanim can eat truma. There's a separate rule which says that a Kohen who marries a woman, v'chon ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo hu yochal bo, so whoever, there's a kinyan with the Kohen, for example, through ishus, through marriage of his wife, so she too can eat his truma. So the point is here that they're fully married without any hesitation, meaning that if Shimon was a Kohen, so his wife Rachel could now eat truma without worrying about the fact that she's wearing still Reuven's ring, so to speak, and that kind of idea. It seems the Bar Tanura had a totally different girsa. His girsa was Bas Kohen li Yisrael. If we had a girl whose father was a Kohen and now she is getting married to a Yisrael. So and the case is, according to the Bar Tanura, of this line of our Mishnah, we're going back to the situation without someone getting in the middle of it. We're just saying that if Reuven, who is not a Kohen, gave a ring to Rachel, whose father is a Kohen, and he says this marriage will kick in 30 days, so for the next 30 days, she could still comport herself, conduct herself as if she is the daughter and living in the house and home exclusively of her father, the Kohen, meaning she can still eat Truma, even though she's wearing Reuven's ring. Since the marriage is not kicking in for 30 days, it doesn't change the fact that she's now left her father's Rishus, because she hasn't, so she can still eat Truma. That's the version of the Bar Tanura. Now, further, says the Mishnah, if Reuven gives a ring to Rachel, and he says, "Hareat mukudeshet li me'achshav, from now, ula achar shloshim yom, and after 30 days." So now that is an ambiguous sentence. It really can mean numerous things. The Amoraim get different understandings of exactly what he means. All of them are different interpretations whereby it's ambiguous. We can't determine if the marriage is kicking in now from the taking of the ring, or if it's kicking in 30 days. So maybe one shot is that there's two possibilities. Maybe he meant it conditional that he has 30 days to change his mind, or maybe he meant to change when he said that, which would mean that they're married from now because he didn't change his mind. Or maybe he meant, you know, I changed my mind on the spot. He says married from now. No, actually in 30 days. So therefore that means they wouldn't be married from now. And so when there are different approaches, three-way machlokas, Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, whatever it is, the point is we don't know if she's married or not. And therefore says the Mishnah, if during that 30-day window where we're not clear if she's married or not, comes Shimon and also gives her a ring, so then, in the 30 days, she's married and she's not married, meaning it's a suffix. We just don't know to whom she's married. Was this marriage to Shimon, the second guy of binding? Because if she was married to Reuven already from the beginnings, then of course she's not married to Shimon. But if the marriage hadn't kicked in for 30 days, and we're in the middle of 30 days, we said before, if Shimon cuts in front of the line and gives her ring before 30 days are here, she'd be married to Shimon, not to the first husband, Reuven. And therefore, we're not sure what she is, we're not sure to whom she's married, and therefore the din will be, she will need to get a get from both Reuven and Shimon, because she's suffic married to each. She can live with neither, she has to get a get from both. Says the Mishnah finally, Bas Yisrael a Kohen, or Bas Kohen li Yisrael. Now, here it doesn't really matter if this girl started out being from a Kohen family, now she's marrying a Yisrael, or vice versa, she started being a Yisrael and marrying a Kohen. The point is, since we don't know if she's married or not, she's in like a halachic no man's land, and therefore we have to be strict both ways and not let her eat truma regardless of who her father is and who her future husband is. We're not sure if she's married or not. And therefore, Bas Yisrael a Kohen, or Bas Kohen Yisrael, either direction, lo sochal betruma, she no longer can eat truma till she clears things up. Once she gets divorced from both of these guys, she goes back to her father's house. Then, of course, if her father's a Kohen, so then once again, she could eat truma.